When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
This is Shikellamy Braves Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Braves Wrestling is sponsored by APW, Murray Motors, Peters Home Appliance Center, Purdy Insurance, Lackawanna College, Blaze Alexander Family Dealerships, Route 11 Coffee and Cream, Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Tony's Custom Tailor Shop, W&L Subaru, Shamokin Dam Health Center, Big Mambo's Latin Bistro, Sunbury Motor Company, Carpet Man, Glick Incorporated, McCree Series HVAC, Northumberland Hearing Center. Now, let's go Matt's side with Steve Williams.
Well, good evening, high school wrestling fans, and welcome to another edition of Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Tonight, the Braves wrap up the dual meet season on the road to take on the Milton Black Panthers. The Braves with a record of 15-5, Milton in at 11-8. Long night tonight. Lots of junior high wrestling, which is great. They had both preliminary and post-preliminary matches. That finally wrapping up. Milton honoring their elementary wrestlers. They got to come out and take a couple laps around the varsity mat. And they also had senior night. So that is why we have the late start tonight. Also, the Army National Guard sponsoring the wrestling here tonight. They've got a real nice mat out there, using that mat with Army National Guard emblazoned on it. They have a pretty cool tunnel, a blow-up tunnel for the kids to run out. So that was a big deal for the elementary kids. And, hey, let's not fool ourselves. It's a big deal for the high school and the junior high kids, too. So a big night here for the Milton Black Panthers. Shikellamy Braves out on the mat right now, going through their warm-ups. They've been warming up for quite a while under the watchful eye of assistant coach Bryce Town. Bryce paces along the edge of the mat and barks out what he wants them to do, and they do it. Braves coming off a loss to a real good Williamsport Millionaire team over the weekend, wrestling up in Du Bois. Williamsport wrestling tonight in the team duels down in Hershey. I do have some results, not a lot of them. Our friends at Flow Wrestling don't give us a team results. They're giving the individual results, but I can tell you that Saucon Valley, oh, okay, now they did update them. Well, I'll give you those. So Benton was a 36-30 winner over Faith Christian. They will wrestle Brookville, who beat Burgettstown 31-30. Notre Dame Green Pond all over Corey area 57-6. They'll wrestle Bishop McDevitt in Harrisburg, who won 34-27 over Burrell. In the bottom bracket, Quaker Valley losing to Saucon Valley 45-30. Saucon Valley will wrestle Boiling Springs, who beat Forest Hill 34-22. Chestnut Ridge 35, Lackawanna Trail 21. They will wrestle West Perry. Well, I'll tell you what, you want to talk about a Cinderella team, little West Perry. 42-23 winner over Hickory. They beat a real good Montgomery team the other night, 36-28. So that wrestling underway down in Hershey at the Giant Center, the team championships. I don't know. Let's see if they posted. Yeah, we've got some results here for AAA right now. Council Rock South, Greater La Trobe still wrestling. Central Dolphin, 34. General McLean, 24. Connellsville 67, LaSalle College 6. No surprise, Bethlehem Catholic 51, Cannon McMillan 12, Waynesburg and Dallastown still wrestling, Mifflin County, Quakertown still wrestling, Abington Heights and Nazareth still wrestling, and Gettysburg and Williamsport. So the Williamsport Millionaires taking on Gettysburg out of District 3, and I know they were kind of a surprise down there. Nobody really expected them to win that tournament, but I guess that's what happens when you underestimate somebody. So Williamsport Millionaires and Gettysburg right now tangling on the mats at the Giant Center. Wrestling will get back underway tomorrow morning with Constellations. I think they start those at 9. So a lot of fun to go to those. Braves have been in that team tournament, and it was, I think, 11 years ago when they were in the top eight in the state, losing to Council Rock South by just a point, or they'd have been in the semifinals. So the Braves have had some success down there, and as a matter of fact, back when they opened the Giant Center for the first time, the Braves were one of the first teams out on the mat. When they opened that and they had the team championships there for the first time, and they wrestled, I'll think of it in a minute. They lost, but they were one of the first teams there. That was back in the early 2000s when Jeff Walter was the coach then. So good luck to our friends from Williamsport as they compete in the PIAA team championships. And the Braves still warming up. They go through a good 15-minute warm-up out here. Decent crowd on hand at the Milton High School. And if you're familiar at all with the Milton gym and the football field, I mean, they completely leveled the back part of this high school, all the athletic fields, everything. Built a new stadium. Looks pretty nice. A little bit I was able to see. But you no longer get into the gym from the back part. You now get in to the gym from the front part. But a really, really nice facility here for the Milton High Black Panthers, something that they've needed for a long time. Their football field is probably one of the worst in the area, and now it's going to be one of the nicest ones with the turf. They put in practice fields for soccer and field hockey, a nice running track. And it was always kind of a smallish stadium. It was kind of shoehorned in. So they spread it out a little bit, and it looks very nice. So I know that, of course, the football players are pretty disappointed they didn't get to play any home games this year. But next year the Milton Black Panthers will have a nice new stadium to play on. I don't know if they're going to. They almost have to redo the entryway for the gymnasium here. But right now, that's all construction area, so I'm sure that will all change. So as the Braves continue their warm-ups, let's take this short timeout. We'll be right back with all the action from the Shikellamy Braves and the Milton Black Panthers. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK, WKOK.com, the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app, Alexa, and however else you want to listen to us. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1950. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. And you yelling, leave the shoes outside.
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Do you want to get your degree, but you're just not sure where to start when it comes to choosing a career path? Well, you're not alone. And at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, we can help you explore several opportunities with a degree in professional studies. You'll have the chance to take a variety of courses that will give you the background that employers find valuable in an employee. Visit Lackawanna.edu today. That's Lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Stop in to W&L Subaru during our Valentine's Savings Event.
Experience the wild with your love in an all-new Subaru Wilderness Edition now with financing as low as 1.9% and inventory arriving daily.
Or give love a second chance in a certified pre-owned Subaru with over 70 to choose from and $500 off your best deal. We're off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLSubaru.com.
1.9% financing available on all 2022 Subaru models except BRZ models and is for well-qualified applicants only. $500 off applies to Subaru certified pre-owned inventories only. Offer ends 2/28/22. See WNL Subaru for complete details.
And we are back at the jungle, the Milton Black Panthers and the Shikellamy Braves ready to tangle here on the Resolate. I know we have one preliminary match. I'm not sure if they're going to do that first and then the intros. It looks like they are indeed. And wow, they've even brought some. Okay. Yeah, referee said they're going to do the preliminaries. Boy, some really cool uniforms supplied by Army National Guard for the Milton High Black Panthers. So, Army National Guard really doing it up here nice tonight. Our preliminary match will be Preston Sponarelli for the Braves and Paul Rowland for the Milton High Black Panthers. So we'll keep an eye on that. Wrestlers have presented themselves to the scoring table and they are awaiting the referee. Shake hands, and they're underway. Now keep one thing in mind, there's quite a bit of a weight difference here, I'll tell you, where these two guys weighed in. Roland 234, Sponarelli a brisk 190. So giving up 44 pounds is Preston Sponarelli. Size difference is very obvious. On their feet. Hand fighting. Sponarelli ties up on the head of Big Paul Rowland. Rowland a big dude, but he's got a battle with Nathan Rauch at 285, and Rauch right now ranked eighth in the state. Sponarelli, like a little rooster, man. He is not backing away from this big guy. Rowland with a headlock. Sponarelli shoots in on the leg. Rowland throws Sponarelli by. 2-point takedown. He does not want to stay under there. Rowland with a half Nelson. Sponarelli peels it off. Puts a half Nelson back in on the left side. Sponarelli turns. Oh, just about got away with that. Yeah, Rowland, just a big, strong kid, picks up on the leg, trips him back down. Coach will tell you, you never want to turn into your opponent. That's what Sponarelli did, just about got away with it. That was the end of the first period. The score 2-0. Paul Rowland of Milton leading Shikellamy's Preston Sponarelli. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Sponarelli on top, and they're back underway. Rowland stands. Sponarelli shoots in on the leg, but 45 pounds, a lot of differences. Tips out of that and puts Sponarelli on his back. Sponarelli bridging. Fighting. And there's a fall. 2 minutes and 23 seconds of the second period. The fall by Paul Rowland of Milton. Now, this is preliminary action, so it does not count on the team score, which is good for the Braves. We're going to start tonight's match at 113 pounds. The Braves somewhat modified lineup due to injury and illness, something that they've had to deal with all season long, as have many teams, unfortunately. But the teams will line up mat side, and we'll get things underway. Let's take a look at the lineups for this evening at 113 pounds for the Braves. It'll be Cole Lynch, a freshman at 2-1, 12-13, sophomore Tyler Stokes for the Black Panthers. 120 pounds, Alex Reed, a sophomore at 25-8, will wrestle 9-11, junior Tyler Geiswight. 126 pounds, Blaze Souter, a sophomore for the Braves at 10-18, will receive a forfeit at 132 pounds. Elmira College's latest recruit, Gabby Bradigan, will receive a forfeit. She is a senior. 138 pounds. C.J. Keener for the Braves, sophomore, 23-13, regional third place ranking. He will take on sophomore Quentin Keister. He is 10-13. 145 pounds. An ever improving Connor Wetzel, freshman at 20-14, will wrestle Alex DeHart, a sophomore at 8-15. Caleb Yoder in at 152 for the Braves. His final dual meet career for the Braves, a senior at 20-10, regional honorable mention. He'll wrestle Aiden Kaiser, a junior at 9-8. 160 pounds, Colton Semko, a senior for the Braves, 25-7, regional 6th ranking. He'll wrestle Alexander Hoffman, a sophomore at 19-9. He's ranked 7th regionally. Keep in mind that these are two different classifications, the Braves AAA, Milton AA. 172, Matt Schaefer for the Braves, a junior. He will receive a forfeit. 189, Gage Wolf, a senior for the Braves, ranked 11th in the state at 27-4. He will wrestle Chris Doyle, the freshman, at 13-3. Doyle, a regional honorable mention. 215 pounds, Mason Raybuck, a junior for the Braves at 17-8, will wrestle Cale Bastion for the Black Panthers. 285, Blake Van Kirk, a senior at 9-14, will wrestle senior Nathan Rauch. Rauch is 25-5, ranked 8th in the state. And we will finish up with the little guys. Les McCormick, a freshman for the Braves at 5-2. And Noah Heimbach, a sophomore at 13-11 for the Black Panthers. Check back real quick and see if we have any more updates on the team championship. And it appears that we do not, so I'll try and keep an eye on that as well throughout the evening just to see what's going on down in Hershey. So as we await the start of this match between the Braves and the Milton Black Panthers, let's take this short time out. You're listening to Shikley Braves High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
This is Will Marks, General Manager at Murray Motor Chevrolet. We are coming off our best-selling season ever. Why? Because we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. Murray Motor Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best selection of custom trucks, sports cars, and new inventory arriving daily. We're the only dealer to offer a lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. So let's set it straight. We have the best price and best warranty, period. Murray Motor Chevrolet, located a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murrayshevy.com. Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
Hey, Uncle Bob, you look happy.
Of course, I'm having a garlic ring bologna sandwich from Mertz Meats.
Mertz Meats ring bologna in plain garlic or hot is like no other, because we're using the same secret smokehouse recipe that Grandpa Mertz created way back in the early 1900s.
No wonder it's delicious.
And we use the same secret recipes for our smoked sausage, bacon, and our chops. Mertz Meats, Route 147 in Northumberland.
And don't forget to grab beverages at W&S Distributor right up the road. Tell them Uncle Bob sent you.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW. You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have 5 Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, or Selins Grove areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum, they're proud to say we get you done.
Milton High School, Chicklamy Braves 15-5, Milton Black Panthers 11-8. We are ready to get underway. 113 pounds, Cole Lynch, a freshman for the Braves, 2-1, 12-13. Tyler Stokes, he is a sophomore. Stokes wrestled for Meadowbrook Christian Academy last year, transferred back to Milton to wrestle this year. Wrestlers come out, shake hands, and we are underway. On their feet. Lynch shoots in on a leg. Stokes circles, cross faces. Lynch with the single. Circling underneath. Stokes cross facing, hanging on. Works his way to the right side. Picks an ankle on Lynch. Now Lynch turns in. He still has a leg. Stands. Breaks Stokes down. Steps across the hips. Needs to pop his head out. Turns. And 2-point takedown for Cole Lynch as he comes around to the rear. Leads Tyler Stokes. 2-0. Stokes stands. Lynch back heels him and locks his hands on the way down. The referee will stop the action, award a point to Tyler Stokes. They'll restart. 2-1 lead for Shikellamy's Cole Lynch. On the restart, Lynch tight waisting. Breaks Stokes down, comes to the left side, hanging over top, looking for a far side cradle, locks it up. Stokes takes the head, Lynch rolls him through, he's got him on his back. Not really tight yet, but Stokes kicking, trying to come out. Lynch hangs on, and finally Stokes breaks the grip, turns, and a 2-point reversal. So it's a 3-point near fall, a 2-point reversal, and a 5-3 Cole Lynch lead. Now Lynch stepping across underneath. Tyler Stokes hanging on for dear life. Lynch in a better position, gets his hips up. That is the end of the first period of wrestling. Cole Lynch 5, Tyler Stokes 3. Second period wrestling, referees down position. And Lynch on the bottom. He tries to stand. Stokes with a tight waist. Lynch to his feet, working on hand control, and Stokes runs him off the edge of the mat before he can get it. Got to get that hand control when you get to your feet. Lynch runs back to the center. Stokes over top. He wants to lock in a cradle. Lynch controls the bottom hand. Stays big. Again, trying to step over the hips underneath. Stokes riding with very loose hips. Works in, still trying to get that cradle. And it looks like he's got it locked in. Now he loses it. Lynch to his knees. Stokes with a tight waist. Stokes drops his hip to the mat. Lynch trying to hip over on him. And Stokes going to pull Lynch over, going to pick up some near fall points. 2-point near fall. And we are tied at 5 with 45 seconds to go in the second period. Lynch stands. Stokes breaks him back down. Stokes from the right side, cross-facing. Lynch again trying to hip over from underneath. Stokes breaks him down. Lynch presses back to his face. Stokes breaks him down again. Riding from the rear. Stokes going to ride him out the whole period here. 5-5 after 2. Tyler Stokes of Milton, Cole Lynch of Shikellamy. Third period choice goes to Stokes. He's going to go down on the mat. He's set. Lynch on top. And they're back underway. Stokes stands. Lynch drags him back to the carpet. Bars in the left arm, steps over, puts Stokes on his back. He's got Stokes in trouble with the bar, steps over, flattens him out. Stokes bridging. Oh, comes back to his side. Lynch, elbow to the ear, puts him back over again. Steps back over top. He's got Stokes in trouble and he pins him. 4 minutes and 32 seconds of the third period. Cole Lynch with the fall. Braves 6-0 over the Black Panthers. We're back after this. You're listening to Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
Back 120 pounds, and it looks like Alex Reed is not going to get to wrestle again. They're going to forfeit to him, which means they'll probably bump Tyler Geisweit up. So Reed with yet another forfeit. The Braves up 12-0. That means we've got Blaze Souter and Tyler Geisweit. Souter, a sophomore. He is 10-16. Tyler Geisweit, a junior, at 9-11. Souter a leg snatch, but he ran out of real estate and come back into the center. Back in the center. Souter, nice elevation change, moves in, ties up on the head of Geisweit, drops in on a leg. Geisweit with a whizzer fights him off the edge of the mat. Again with a leg snatch, Geisweit in deep on the right leg. Souter on the leg, Geisweit with a whizzer. And a 2-point takedown for Blaze Souter. Goes right to work with a bar arm on the right side. Souter showing some really great aggression here tonight. Now with a half Nelson on the right side, Souter trying to crank Geisweit over. Instead, chins him back. Going to collect some near fall points. Yes, he had him over long enough. 2-point near fall for Blaze Souter. He leads 4-0 with a minute to go in the first. Steps to the left side. Flattens Geisweit to his stomach. And with a reinforced bar, Souter rolls Geisweit over on his back, rolls him through. Still has the reinforced bar. Didn't have him over long enough. No near fall points. Braithwaite steps to the left side. Souter chins him back. Braithwaite tries to sit through. Souter with a tight waist stays in control. First period, Blaze Souter 4-0 over Tyler Geiswhite of Milton. Choice in the second to Souter. He wants to go down on the mat. Got to get right up. We just saw that happen with Cole Lynch going underneath Tyler Stokes, and Stokes rode him out. It looks like maybe Souter decided to go on his feet. So they start second period neutral. And right away, Souter wades right in on Tyler Geiswhite. Arm shrug attempt, they break apart. Souter heavy on the head. Headlock attempt by Geiswhite. Souter, oh, tried to roll him through, but Geiswhite caught him. A 2-point takedown, and he's got Souter on his back. Souter knows where he's at, slides off across the line, but Geiswhite still in bounds, and they'll go off the edge of the mat. 3-0 near fall. All of a sudden, it's 5-4 in favor of Tyler Geiswhite. Got to feel those headlocks. Souter turns underneath, stands, 1-point escape. We're tied at 5. Souter in deep, high crotch on the right side, circles to the rear, 2-point takedown. Blaze Souter is back up on top, 7-5. Rick Geiswhite down. Geiswhite back to his knees. Souter picks an ankle, picks Geiswhite up, plants him back down, and heads for the head. Half Nelson. Geiswhite bellies out, but Souter has a half. Tries to pick him up and roll him over, but he runs out of mat space. 30 seconds to go in the second period. Blaze Souter, 7-5 lead. And a caution on Souter as he does not get set properly. Geiswhite sits back in on Souter. Souter with a tight waist. Bar arm right. Trying to chin Geiswhite back. Geiswhite to his stomach. Geiswhite steps to the right side. Souter in control. Geiswhite sits back in. And that is the end of the second period. 7-5 the lead for Blaze Souter. He had quite a scare there when he got thrown to his back with that headlock. Kept his wits about him, got out of it, ended up getting another takedown. They'll start the third period. Referee's down position. Souter on the bottom. He's set. Geiswhite on top. Souter inside stand up. And a 1-point escape for Shikellamy's Blaze Souter. He leads 8-5. Geiswhite ties up on the arms. Coaches are telling him, don't tie up. Geiswhite heavy on the head. Souter trying to peel that off. He does not want to tie up with Geiswhite. Got to feel that headlock. That's what Geiswhite's hunting for. On their feet. And again, Geiswhite with a headlock. A quick two and a two reversal as Souter pops his head. So the score 10-7. didn't feel it coming again. Got to get a feel for that, especially he did it to you the first time. He's going to keep doing it. 56 seconds to go. Dicewaite sits back in. Souter breaks him to his knees. Souter from behind. Trying to tie the arms up. Dicewaite reaches in. Looking to clear the hands. Turns in on Souter. Who's trying a cement job. Souter hanging on to the left leg. Neither wrestler in real good position. In fact, we get a stalemate with 16 seconds to go. And Tyler Dicewaite showing he's the big move guy. Lay Souter 10-7. They're back underway. Souter with a tight waist, controls Dicewaite on the mat. Breaks him down. And Souter will hang on to a 10-7 win, 15-0 in favor of the Braves. And before we head off to the next weight class, we've got a special guest here for you tonight. And I'll let you introduce yourself because we haven't even met yet.
No, I am Major Bob Boyd. I'm the local commander for the National Guard recruiters in this area.
Okay, very well. Welcome. Give us a little synopsis of what's going on here. We see a lot of Army National Guard recruiting material here. It looks like you're out here trying to hire some kids.
Absolutely. We're always looking for quality people to give the opportunity to serve with us. What we wanted to do is come out and show the other side of us. You may have seen guardsmen out during a snowstorm or a flood offering assistance to the citizens of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. But in addition to that, we offer the best benefits and scholarships out of all the services. We wanted to come out and show our support to the community. Tonight we brought singlets, we brought mats in, National Guard mats, and a tunnel, which I thought was pretty cool to come through. The little kids liked it a whole lot, and I know the seniors liked it. We wanted to come out and show the support for the seniors. And brought them goodie bags. They got a cinch bag, a couple goodies inside of it, a water bottle, stuff like that for the varsity team and the cheerleaders.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah, I was going to say, I know you say the little kids liked it. Don't fool yourself. The big kids liked it.
Yes, they did. They did. They were super excited when they found out we were coming. I handed out the singlets. They had nothing but smiles.
And
it was good to get them out here and showcase their talents on senior night and recognize them.
Real quick, out on the mat at 138, we've got C.J. Keener for the Braves, a sophomore, and sophomore Quentin Keister in the early stages of the first period. Okay, so you contacted Rod Harris and expressed your interest in doing that?
You've
done this around around the valley then?
We have. Most recently with my company, Sergeant Beisner did this at Bloomsburg High School, and I graduated from Milton in 1998. I said, hey, I contacted the wrestling coach who got with Rod and said, yeah, this is a great idea. Let's make it happen. And they were super excited. And it's good that we're a community-based organization. Our force comes here. You get to serve your country, get all the great benefits, and stay at home. So we wanted to come out and give these guys some cool stuff to do.
Yeah. Well, certainly this is a great event. You know, I know that coaches and athletic directors, and Rod does a great job here, making events, not just a wrestling match or a football game or a soccer match. He likes to make these events. And, you know, this is a great event, and especially when you have the elementary and the junior high and high school kids all here.
Oh, absolutely. And it just you breed a culture of confidence and winning and showing that you care about the students, and then that continues after they're done with school.
Yeah.
You know, and it always reciprocates back, and maybe they become a teacher, or they end up coming over to our side and joining the service.
Well, and you got to like the work ethic that you're looking at here with wrestlers, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. These kids are in phenomenal shape. I know Coach Anchbal, he's he gets after him in the gym and keeps at him. And the Shikellamy coaches as well, we'll probably link up with them and hold an event down there with them.
Okay, that'd be great. Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. And a really neat event. When I came in here and I saw this tunnel, and I thought, for me? But, yeah, it's nice and, you know, with the singlets and the mats and everything. So hopefully you're successful and you get a couple of enlistees, and we'll see you again maybe next year.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, we are in the second period. C.J. Keener of Shikellamy getting a takedown right at the buzzer. Leads by the score of 2-0 over Quentin Keister of Milton. A couple of sophomores going at it. 23-13 is Keener's record. 10-13 for Quentin Keister. Keener ranked third in the region right now. Thank you. Right now, second period wrestling. C.J. Keener starting on top in the referee's down position, and that's where he has stayed for the first minute. Prior to that, Gabby Bradigan receiving a forfeit at 132, so the Braves are actually up 21-0 right now. Keener gets the legs in on both sides. And with a power half on the right side, cranking Keister over. And Keister going to roll through. Three-point near fall. Two-point reversal for Keister. So we are at 5-2 in favor of CJ. Keister from the left side, tight wasting. 20 seconds. CJ needs to get out. Stands. One-point escape as he turns and faces Keister. So he leads 6-2. On their feet. And that is the end of the second period. C.J. Keener over Quentin Keister, 6-2. And I tell you what, that is a hard-fought 6-2. For C.J. Keener. This Keister kid pretty tough. Third period wrestling. Referee's down position. Keener on a bottom. Looks back to switch. Keister picks an ankle. Keener sits back in. Posts the hands. Knifes through. 1 point escape for C.J. Keener. Keener just doing things very well technically. Keister double leg shot. Heavy hips by C.J. Keener. Comes up with a front head and arm. Circles to the side. Reaches around. Butt drag. And 2 point takedown for C.J. Keener. Sinks the boots in again. Oh, only has one in. Grapevine on the left side. Actually, a little loose now. Gets the other leg in. Flattens Keister to the mat. 9-2. The lead for CJ. Power half on the left side, trying to crank Keister over. Got him on his side. Now loosens the legs, gets the Turk, and Keister able to roll through. No near fall points. But now pulls him back over. Now he's going to get some. Laces the leg in. Reverse Nelson. Steps out to the side. Headlock. Loses that. 3 point near fall for C.J. Keener. Front head and arm as Keister comes to his feet. 12-2 lead. 1 point escape for Keister. Tap and go by Keister. In on a double. Keener with the heavy hips. And that is the end of the match, 14-3. Major decision by C.J. Keener. Puts the Braves on top, 25-0. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Every year can bring new challenges. Your insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2022 has begun, and now is the perfect time to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you. We have the experience and knowledge to help you protect what matters most. You can contact our office at 570-286-5855 or online at purdyinsurance.com.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
And we are back, 145 pounds. Connor Wetzel, a freshman for the Braves, 20-14, 8-15, sophomore Alex DeHart. And, wow, I thought Wetzel had gotten that takedown. I looked away, and he did not. But, boy, is he going after DeHart. On their feet, hand fighting. Lots of hand fighting. Still on their feet. DeHart drops in on the left leg of Wetzel. Wetzel's strong hips. Gives ground. Circles to the side. Circles. Two-point takedown for Shikalemi's Connor Wetzel. Flattens DeHart to the mat. Steps to the left side. DeHart trying to press back to his knees. Warning for stalling on the bottom on Alex DeHart. Wetzel stepping left to right. Trying to get a half Nelson in on the left side. DeHart keeping his arm in tight. Wetzel will take a wrist. And stacks them over real quick. Going to pick up some near fall points as they roll through. Two near fall points for Wetzel. Wasn't pretty, but it counted. 4-0. Connor Wetzel of Shikalemi leading Alex DeHart after a period of wrestling. It almost seemed too easy that he got him over. He just had one arm and just kind of rolled over, and all of a sudden DeHart's on his back. Hey, we'll take it. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. DeHart on top. Wetzel stands. DeHart drops to a leg. Wetzel with a whizzer. And DeHart breaks him back down. DeHart puts a leg in. Wetzel up underneath, pulling the leg up. And DeHart bails. Two-point reversal for Wetzel. Momentarily had a leg turk, but lost it. Go back to work with a half Nelson, and he's going to crank DeHart over. Stacks DeHart over onto his back. He's got a deep half Nelson. Picks up the near leg, and he pins him. 2 minutes and 46 seconds of the second period. Wetzel with the fall. 31-0 in favor of the Braves. And we're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 61 in Sunbury has always put the customer first. Because of the great support from all over the valley, Zimmerman's is well into their second century of serving their customers. Bob Zimmerman and his staff always do their best to break the stereotype. That pressured, uneasy feeling that you felt while buying your last vehicle doesn't exist at Zimmerman's. Zimmerman's is the full-service dealership you want.
And we are back, 152 pounds. Caleb Yoder for the Braves, a 20-10 senior. And Aiden Kaiser for the Black Panthers. Kaiser makes the first shot. Yoder fights that off. They're on their feet, locked up. Wrestling at Matt's Edge. Yoder ties up on the head. Or they shoot at the same time, and kind of whack their faces together. They go off the edge of the mat. Yoder sprints back to the middle. DeHart steps in. Little hand fighting, tap and go by Yoder, and they go off the edge of the mat again. Back center circle. Kaiser circling, looks for a leg. Yoder sprawls, whizzers. Kaiser switches direction. Yoder gives ground, clears a leg. Front headlock by Yoder. Locks in a near side cradle. 2-point takedown. He's got the cradle. Steps back behind the leg. Walks the leg up. Walks the leg up and puts him on his back. He's got that cradle tight. 10 seconds. Kaiser kicking, trying to come off of his back, and he pins him. Caleb Yoder with the fall, 1 minute and 55 seconds. 37-0, the Braves on top. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around. It was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality, and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross, and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
And we are back. 160 pounds. Colton Semko for the Braves, a senior, 25-7, ranked 6th regionally. Alexander Hoffman, a sophomore, at 19-9. He is ranked 7th regionally, and again, two different regions. The Braves are Northwest AAA. Milton is Northeast AA. So after this match, these wrestlers will not meet again until next season in dual meet. Barrel roll attempt by Hoffman. Semko sacks the hips out, spreads them out, and they go off the edge of the mat. Back in the center. Was a time when Milton was a AAA size team, but they've been AA for quite a number of years now. But when they are your next door neighbor, you want them on your dual meet schedule, especially the teams that Milton has had in the past. The Braves didn't get a chance to wrestle them last year, but 2 years ago, the Black Panthers beat the Braves. Arm pass by Semko, and they go off the edge of the mat. And it looks like Hoffman going to be warned for stalling. 46 seconds. Semko stalks in. And the Braves will have a bit of a, if you want to call it a vacation, I don't know that it's going to be a vacation because it's always more fun when you have competitions. But they're going to be working out hard for the next 2 weeks. And then on the 26th, they will travel up to Clearfield to compete in the District 4 and 9 individual tournament. Top three wrestlers there will advance to Altoona. Top three wrestlers from Altoona will advance to Hershey. The Braves certainly have a couple of kids that are more than able to do that. That is the end of the first period. We are scoreless between Colton Semko and Alexander Hoffman. I actually expect to have a pretty good representation, at least to the regional tournament, from the Valley Wrestling teams, both Sealands Grove and Shikellamy. After that, as Yogi Bear once said, well, I'll modify it. Wrestling is 90% mental and the other 50% is physical. And that is exactly what the regional wrestling tournament is. 90% mental. So who wants to go? Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Colton Semko on the bottom. He stands and escapes. He leads 1-0. Wrestlers on the mat, tied up. Again, they tie up, break apart. Spoke with Pete Bergen, who has been a Milton sports booster since, well, I don't want to say how long, but he's been doing it for a long time. Ask him about Ryan Solomon. Ryan, the multi-time state champion here at Milton. Very successful career at Pitt. He's an All-American out there. Tells me that Ryan is a workout partner, I guess is what you would say, up at Lock Haven University, and is working in the Montgomery School District. So good success there by a very nice young man. Wrestling off the edge of the mat. 32 seconds to go in the second period. Semko not able to get a hold of this kid. Leads 1-0. Hoffman with a stalling call on him. Semko shoots to the back leg in deep on a high crotch on the right leg. Steps and bows. 2-point takedown for Colton Semko. That was speed. Hoffman did not have a chance to properly counter, and Semko finished him off, leads 3-0. That is the end of the second period. Third period wrestling, and it looks like they're going to start referee's down position. Alexander Hoffman on the bottom. And he stands quickly. Semko picks him up, plants him hard. Legs flying everywhere. Hoffman, a tall, lanky 160-pounder. A lot taller than Semko. Semko grapevines the right leg. Got the grapevine in deep, reaching across, trying to pull the arm out into a guillotine. A little hand fighting underneath. Now a power half. And he stretches Hoffman the wrong way. And Hoffman pops his head free and gets a 2-point reversal. And all of a sudden we're at 3-2. Semko presses to his knees. Up on all fours, and Hoffman will take him off the edge of the mat. Seconds to go in the bout. Semko with a 1-point lead. Hoffman hands on the back on the optional start and then drops in on Semko, who sits. And Hoffman going to let him go. 4-2. That's certainly the strategy. With a minute to go, you let your opponent up, try and take him down if you're this close. This was locked up head-to-head. Tied up. Hand fighting. This is where, at this time of the year, Colton Semko has to learn how to put this opponent away. He's just let him hanging around. He's leading. And now Semko warned for stalling as Hoffman drops in on a leg. In deep on the right leg of Semko. Semko whizzes. And he's going to hang on to the 4-2 decision win over Alexander Hoffman. 40-0 in favor of the Braves. And we will be back. Right after this, you're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Hey, Uncle Bob, you look happy.
Of course. I'm having a garlic ring bologna sandwich from Mertz Meats.
Mertz Meats ring bologna in plain garlic or hot is like no other because we're using the same secret smokehouse recipe that Grandpa Mertz created way back in the early 1900s.
No wonder it's delicious.
And we use the same secret recipes for our smoked sausage, bacon, and our chops. Mertz Meats, Route 147 in Northumberland.
And don't forget to grab beverages at W&S Distributor right up the road. Tell them Uncle Bob sent you.
We are back, 172 pounds. Matt Schaefer, the junior for the Braves, will receive a forfeit. So 46-0 in favor of the Braves. We move to 189. They're going to bump Gage Wolf up to 189 to wrestle Christopher Doyle. Doyle is a freshman at 13-3. He's a regional honorable mention. Gage ranked 11th in the state, 27-4 record, and he is on the attack. Up under the arm of Doyle. Tries to duck under. Doesn't get that. Back to their feet. On their feet. Leg snatch attempt by Wolf. Shrugs Doyle. 2-point takedown. Doyle quickly back to his feet. Just a freshman, pretty impressive-looking freshman. Apart on their feet with 2-1 score. Tap and go by Wolf, and a nice blast double as he picks Doyle up, puts him to the mat hard. Great bar arm on the right side. Now he's just kind of physically working him over. Doyle stands. Wolf going to let him go. Doyle takes a shot. Wolf gives ground, they come back to their feet. On their feet, Doyle again shoots from way far out. Wolf simply snaps him down, circles to the rear for the takedown. That's a drill everybody hates at the end of wrestling practice, the spin drill. Picks Doyle up, turns the legs and puts him on his back. Doyle bridges, and he pins him. Wow, Doyle was completely off of the mat. Wolf had his toes in bounds. 1 minute and 48 seconds of the first period, the time of the fall for Gage Wolf. Braves lead 52-0. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
And we are back, 215 pounds. The Braves will send Mason Raybuck to the mat, a junior at 17-8. Cale Bastian for the Black Panthers. And Bastian in on the leg of Raybuck, picks him up and puts him to the mat. 2-point takedown for Bastian. Bastian is a sophomore. Now Bastian cranking the legs of Raybuck, cross faces, puts him on his back. Raybuck fights to his stomach. 2-point near fall. 4-0 lead for Bastian. Bastian hip on a mat. Raybuck needs to do some head hunting as Bastian power half on the left side. And Bastian going to get some more near fall points. Referee stops the action. And it appears Bastian holding his right ankle. 2-point near fall. And we've got some injury time. So the score 4-0. No, it's got to be 6-0. in favor of Bashan over Mason or Abuck. Coach is out checking on Bashan's ankle. Working on it. I look over here to my right on the Milton bench, Joe Burke, one of the Milton assistant coaches. Shiklemy Brave back in the day. He was a state qualifier for the Braves. I think back in the early 90s, I'd have to look exactly. Of course, when I say it just happened, it could have happened last week. It could have happened 20, 30 years ago. Bashan's going to be okay. He gets up, shakes his head. Still walking gingerly on it. He'll get back underway. Bashan with a 6-0 lead. They'll restart. Referee's down position. Ray Buck on the bottom. He's set. Bashan on top. And they're back underway. Bashan working left side with a tight waist. 2-on-1 on the right arm. Rolls Mason Raybuck through. Raybuck stands and turns. Bashan barrel rolls him back to the mat. Bashan right side. Raybuck stands. Bashan going to let him go. 6-1 lead for Cale Bashan. Heavy on the head is Mason Raybuck. That is the end of the first period. The score 6-1. Cale Bashan of Milton on top of Shiklemy's Mason Raybuck. Second period choice goes to Bashan. He defers. Raybuck going to go down on the mat. Needs to get up quickly. Needs to stand up quickly. Mason's strong point is wrestling on top. Bashan with a tight waist. Slaps on a near side cradle. Rolls Raybuck through. Raybuck breaks the cradle and stands. 1 point escape. 6-2 in favor of Bashan. The two lock up. Raybuck wading into Bashan. They break apart. Weight difference here, 183 for Bashan, 204 for Raybuck, and Bashan warned for stalling. Raybuck snaps him to his knees. They break apart. Raybuck attacks. They go off the edge of the mat. Bashan grabs the right ankle. And injury time for Bashan. So that'll give Raybuck the choice to restart. I'm sure he'll go down on the mat. Trailing 6-2. As the coaches come back out to work on the right ankle of Cale Bashan. So with a 52-0 lead with three matches to be contested, I think it's safe to say that the Braves will finish the season at 16-6, which is a tremendous improvement over the last couple of years. Very respectable record. Tim Bosch in his first season has to be very proud of what these guys have accomplished. Right now, out on the mat with Bryce Town. Mike Egan back behind the bench, pumping the guys up. And Tim's put together a nice staff here. Kids are working hard for him. They still got to make the next step, though. Or as Coach Lockoff used to say, we're happy, but we're not satisfied. So Raybuck will start on the bottom. And Bastion with a tight waist breaks him back down. Bastion looked like he was running out of gas there. Got a second wind. And with the collar tie, tries to pull Raybuck over. Getting high is Bastion. Raybuck trying to pull him over top. And Bastion working those legs nicely. Keeps exposing Mason Raybuck, and the referee stopping the action. And again for the right ankle of Cale Bastion. And that is going to be the end of the match. So injury default for Bastion. They raise Raybuck's hand. 58-0 in favor of the Braves. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. And you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear. You bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
And we are back 285 pounds. Glad you could make it because Nathan Ruff just got a fall. And, well, what are we going to give it to him in 14 seconds? So Rauch, the state's eighth best heavyweight, with the fall over Shikellamy's Blake Van Kirk. Milton finally on the board. 58-6. Braves will forfeit to Noah Heimbach. So that will make the final score Shikellamy 58 and Milton 12. As I said, the Braves improving to 16-5. Milton will finish off the season at 11-9. Both teams heading into their postseason here in the next couple of weeks. And Black Panthers a week early because they'll be in a sectional tournament. The Braves will head out to Clearfield for the district tournament. So we'll try and grab a hold of Coach Tim Bosch. We'll be right back with a wrap-up of this evening event. Pack up and go home. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Do you want to get your degree, but you're just not sure where to start when it comes to choosing a career path? Well, you're not alone. And at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, we can help you explore several opportunities. With a degree in professional studies, you'll have the chance to take a variety of courses that will give you the background that employers find valuable in an employee. Visit Lackawanna.edu today. That's Lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
This is Will Marks, General Manager at Murray Motor Chevrolet. We are coming off our best-selling season ever. Why? Because we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. Murray Motor Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best selection of custom trucks, sports cars, and new inventory arriving daily. We're the only dealer to offer a lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. So let's set it straight. We have the best price and best warranty, period. Murray Motor Chevrolet, located a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murraychevy.com. Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
Stop in to W&L Subaru during our Valentine's Savings event.
Experience the wild with your love in an all-new Subaru Wilderness Edition now with financing as low as 1.9% and inventory arriving daily.
Or give love a second chance in a certified pre-owned Subaru with over 70 to choose from and $500 off your best deal. We're off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLSubaru.com.
1.9% financing available on all 2022 Subaru models except BRZ models and is for well-qualified applicants only. $500 off applies to Subaru certified pre-owned inventories only. Offer ends 2/28/22. See W&L Subaru for complete details.
We are back at the Jungle. Tim Bosch at Matt's side with us. And Tim, your first trip to the Jungle. You're really messed up senior night for these guys tonight, didn't you?
Well, I don't mind doing that.
We'll talk about this match a little bit and then kind of take a look back at the year and what's coming up here because big road ahead of us.
Absolutely, yeah.
Tonight you shifted around the lineup a little bit against the Milton Black Panthers. Milton with not a full squad, but I know right now you're trying to find the best matchups for your guys.
Yes, we are trying to push hard coming into the postseason. Last dual meet of the year, we wanted to match up our tough guys against their tough guys and see how it all shook out. And we came out on top tonight.
Yep. Well, sometimes they did, sometimes they didn't match up the way you wanted them, I'm sure. Started off at 113 pounds, Cole Lynch. This is a kid that you got after the assembly match against
yes.
Lewisburg. And I was impressed with him tonight. He looked very good technically.
Yes.
And ended up with a fall.
Yep. He's come a long way. He's wrestled in the past. I'm not sure why he didn't come out right at the beginning of the season, but maybe he was testing the water, saw that nice assembly.
Those first 2 weeks are always the worst. Come on, you know why.
But I'm glad we've got him now. And actually, probably should have had him certified at 106, but we got him at 113, and he went out there, wrestled a heck of a match tonight. And as you said, certainly some more technical ability shining through. As we're coming in the end of the season here, but very happy to get him a match here, and I know we're going to be seeing a lot more of him next season.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 120 pounds, I know this is one you wanted to have. You wanted to have him wrestle. Poor Alex Reed, I mean, he's got a, 25-8 record, but probably 12 of those 25 are forfeits. Nobody wants to wrestle him.
Well, he's dangerous. He's a sophomore, but he's one of our guys that, you know, we're glad we've got a few more years with him because he's going to do some things, and he's dangerous. Guys are avoiding him. I don't know.
Well, you know, it might have done Tyler Geiswaite some good to wrestle him, but you know what? The way Blaise Sauter wrestled tonight, again, a good technical performance. He just has to know when he's going to get headlocked.
Yeah, that, my goodness, headlocks. is it just the coaches that can see him coming a mile away?
No.
Maybe it's different when you're out there.
No, I kept cranking in my neck, too, I saw him.
No, he'll get there. You know, he knew it tonight. He was a little bit flat. He missed one day of practice this week, so he might have had a little carbon in the lungs that we should have blown out a little better.
But other than that, technically, I thought he looked
good. No, he's doing better with his shots. The problematic thing was he's always reaching with one hand. He was getting two hands to it tonight, so doing a better job there.
Yeah, he has improved greatly. 132 pounds, your latest college wrestler, Gabby Bradigan.
Yes.
They're afraid of her, too. Forfeited to her. 138, C.J. Keener and Quentin Keister. This was a brawl.
It was.
It was a knife fight, and Keener just took advantage of it in the third period and walked away with a major decision for you.
What I liked about C.J. tonight is, and you usually don't see this from him, he wrestled a little bit more patient. He took a little bit more time settling into those techniques there at the end, which showing some maturity. Another sophomore, another hammer that I'm excited we have for a couple more years. But wrestled a smart match overall, got the W.
We got to go back to 132, Gabby Bradigan, because she just brought us cookies.
Yes,
so.
She is known for that and very much appreciated.
Absolutely. So not only good on the mat, but good in the kitchen making these cookies for us. 145 pounds. I'll tell you what, one of the toughest decisions you're going to have at the end of the season is your most improved wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's kind of hard to pick Connor Wetzel because he's just a freshman. Mason Raybuck's right in there, and he's a junior.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to tell you what, from the beginning of the season to now, what strides this kid has really made.
Yeah. He's wrestling like a seasoned veteran.
Yes.
And he's showing some techniques and tactics out there. He's actually one of the guys in the room, as I'm watching him, that he wows me in the room from time to time with the techniques he's busting out. And as you said, he's a freshman, so the sky is the limit. And I think we've been saying that since early on in the year.
Oh, yeah. Well, you told me early, but you know what?
You're starting
to
believe.
Like I told you before, I don't always believe wrestling coaches, but I'm going to believe you on Wetzel because he's looked sharp. Yeah. 152 pounds, Caleb Yoder, a senior, in his final dual meet. Caleb has come a long way, too, from back when he started as a freshman and he kind of got tossed around to being one of your hammers.
Yeah, he's got a cradle that he really likes, and you know, sometimes I think he's forcing it, and he's able to get that lock, and right at the end of the period there, what was 5 seconds left, he was committed, he was locked in and got the pin, so it's awesome. Love to see that.
160 pounds, Colton Semko, a real good-looking sophomore, and Alexander Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
Hoffman wrestled him tough.
Yes.
You're going to have to find somebody to beat this kid. I mean, Semko struggled, did come out ahead tonight, but you're going to have to find somebody to beat this Hoffman kid the next couple of years.
Yeah, he's looking very sharp. Semko, again, if he gets in deep on those legs, he's finishing.
Yeah.
That's the main thing we got to work on, a couple more setups, putting one or two things together just to get him in there deep, because if he gets in deep, you're not stopping him on a shot.
172 pounds, Matt Schaefer. You're getting him closer to his weigh-in weight. But he didn't get a match tonight.
Yeah.
So I think I didn't look to see, but I know he's been weighing in at like 162.
He was 162.3 tonight, yeah, I believe.
Okay.
So
right,
I've got him on a strict diet plan of eat everything you can to try to get that weight up. It doesn't seem to be working, though.
No. Well, we got the forfeit tonight for you. So 189 pounds, Gage Wolf, Christopher Doyle. This Doyle kid, just a freshman, he looked good, but, mm-hmm. He did not have Gage Wolf horsepower.
Yeah, that's the thing with Gage. He can overwhelm you quick. And
yeah.
once the ball gets rolling and he's running through those takedowns and planting you on your back, it's got to be discouraging. And he did a great job. Technically, everything looked good. He was in deep. Driving up through those shots, and he was looking for the turn right away, looking for wrists, all the things that we're training. So as a coach, when you see the kids getting after it and doing what you're telling them to do in the practice room, it's exciting.
215 pounds, Mason Raybuck comes out against Cale Bastion. A real slow start for Mason. He's not usually quite that slow of a starter. And Bastion ends up with the injury default, but Mason was really taking the gas out of the tank there.
Yeah, again, our guys are pretty well conditioned, and we're going to lean on that, and that's what we wanted there. Mason's a little bit bigger, so we were hoping that he could impose his will a bit. We figured out, early on, Cale was throwing legs, and we've been working on keeping legs out. So, it's unfortunate to injury default a guy, but, Mason was starting to pour the gas on there in the match and doing some of the things we were training to do to clear those legs out. So I'm happy with his performance overall.
285, Blake Van Kirk. I can hear in the locker room, Blake, good news, we've got a heavyweight for you to wrestle.
Uh-huh.
Bad news, he's one of the state's best. And
that's
it only
a tough
took
one.
Him 14 seconds. Rauch, he's around
legit.
For a while.
Yes, indeed. Very legit wrestler there. Tough matchup for Blake, but you got to be able to show up against the tough guys.
Yep, absolutely. Then 106 pounds, you choose to default or not to default to forfeit to Noah Heimbach. 58-12. I'm thinking you didn't think it was going to be that score.
No, I didn't know exactly what it was going to be. I knew we were going to have some tough matchups, but I knew our guys are peaking at the right time, and they came to wrestle hard. On the bus ride up, they all seemed excited to get on the mat, so their minds were right tonight.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? I mean, you're getting them into that postseason state of mind, which is what we're going to talk about next. 16-5.
Not bad.
Did you think you were going to do that?
I did not. I didn't, as a coaching staff, we talked about goals at the beginning of the year, and we've already exceeded our expectations, but the type of person that I am, I'm happy, but... I know what I've got, so I'm not satisfied. Now I want more.
You sound like an old wrestling coach who used to hang out with me. You say that all the time. I'm happy, but I'm not satisfied.
Well, I might have heard that from my wrestling coach a time or two as well. But that's the truth of it. Our guys are peaking at the right time. We've got a couple weeks now till districts, so we can really get things honed in, go over, what we've been working on all season. And I'm excited to see what the postseason holds for this crew because – they are wrestling well right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Noel, talking about districts, we head up to Clearfield. That's going to be tough. Regionals is going to be tougher. And hopefully we get to get some kids to
stay. Oh, yeah,
to
we're
find
going
out
to
how
Hershey.
They are.
We're going to Hershey. We've got the rooms booked.
Good. Well, yeah, the Shiklemy faithful go down there and party no matter what.
That's right. That's true.
That's not a problem.
I'm not making an untrue statement. We've got rooms booked. We'll be there.
But... boy, you look at that. You look at that district, and we've got Sealands Grove.
It's a
tough
one.
Williamsport. You got Clearfield. Trying to think, there were two teams up in that area that had winning records that opted out of the tournament.
Yeah.
So
it's tough. It's going to be a battle.
It sure is.
But we're ready to battle.
That's good.
You get out of our district, you're doing something.
Yeah, take your knives. Take your knives, and it doesn't get any easier.
No.
Doesn't get any easier. So this really is a fun time of the season for wrestling fans.
There's definitely an excitement in the air around Shiklemy right now.
That's good. Absolutely there is. Well, again, congratulations on the win tonight, 16-5. The Braves have not seen those numbers in a couple of years. I'm happy but not satisfied. We've done better, and I expect more
in
the next couple of years.
We will do better. But it's a good start.
Yep, absolutely. All righty. Well, thank you for taking the time.
My pleasure.
And we will see you on down the road.
All right. Have a good night.
And thank you to Gabby for the cookies.
Absolutely. They're delicious.
All righty. Thank you very much. Shikellamy head coach Tim Bosch talking about the big win here tonight against the Milton Black Panthers. Well, from the Milton High School, where, again, the final score, Shikellamy 58, Milton 12. The Braves finish at 16-5, Milton at 11-9. For my engineer, Rick Erdman, high atop our Blue Hill Studios, join me again in a couple of weeks when the Braves travel to Clearfield for the district tournament. This is Steve Williams inviting you back next time when the Braves throw it down in the Res Lake. Good night.
When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.